This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The economy, immigration, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan dominated the news for much of 2007. But the year is likely to be remembered for two very recent topics, the struggle for democracy in Pakistan and the practice of electoral democracy at home. Joining us now to look back on the year's news is NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore.
Hi, Linda. May I welcome you aboard?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Dan, Pakistan, one of the biggest events, not just of this year, but of course of the last few years, happened on Thursday with the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Her violent death sent shockwaves across Pakistan, but also across the world.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the immediate impact of her death? What does it mean for the future of democracy in
Pakistan? Well, it has sent a quiver through this state, which has often been called a failing state, and I think will be more a failing state now than it was. It is very interesting that even in a moment of high tragedy after this funeral, that you'll find the government doesn't quite know what stance it takes. For example, the Ministry of Interior spokesman has now decided that the reason that she got killed was that she stood up in her car and bumped her head against the lever of the sunroof. And they also said that she took chances and all. If all they can think to say is that she probably did herself in, you begin to worry about this government.
What do you think happens to the parliamentary elections? They're now scheduled for January 8th, and there's been a lot of talk about whether President Musharraf will or will not go ahead.
That's right. Well, the Bush administration has been encouraging him to go ahead with the election. Whether it'll mean very much, since the opposition parties are talking about boycotting it, is something else. Musharraf, as of now, has not indicated any postponement or cancellation of the election. So, as of now, they're still limping ahead.
January 8 is also the day that President Bush is scheduled to leave for an 8-day trip to the Middle East, although he is not going to Pakistan.
No.
Do you think the White House will consider changing the itinerary to include Pakistan?
and expose the president to some al-Qaeda assassin in Pakistan? I would rather doubt that. I would think more on the contrary that going to the Middle East region, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the Emirates there, he's getting a little too close to Pakistan. And I think, if anything, they might think of postponing the trip.
Well, let's talk about the region, this whole area that has been sort of thrown off balance even more by the death of Benazir Bhutto. In 2007, the White House claimed that the troop surge in Iraq was working.
Yes.
This is also the year where Congress struggled with issues like war funding and troop withdrawals.
Yes.
Remind us what happened over the past year and tell us about how you think the situation in Pakistan could affect the U.S. role in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, to take your first question first, during the past year, what the big thing about Iraq was the surge, which a lot of people doubted would have much effect, but apparently it has had an effect. It has really reduced the level of violence there. What it has not done is what it was supposed to do, was to set the stage for a new government of reconciliation. That has not happened. So, yes, but as to the effect of Pakistan, I don't know. There's kind of a tremor that runs through that whole region. Pakistan in its north has all the militants, Afghanistan, which is then connected again with Iraq. And it all gets to be one awful ball of wax. The direct effect of Pakistan, however, on the other issues, I guess, remains to be seen.
If the president continues to believe that the surge has worked and the United States adjusts its Iraq strategy, does that change things regarding Iran? There was a lot of harsh rhetoric this year.
Yes, no, Iran, something's happening. There was some talk about everything's on the table, including possibly using force and so on. We haven't heard that recently. Instead, what's happening now is that I understand that Iran has asked Prime Minister Maliki of Iraq to arrange a meeting between the U.S. and the Iranian ambassadors, or at a higher level, even the foreign ministers. I think that the Iranians want to talk, and I think that the Bush administration at this point, since they're not likely to get much tougher sanctions, which they'd like to get, is beginning to think in terms of, let's talk to these people.
With Pakistan in turmoil, Dan, do you think we have any reason to worry about the security of Pakistan's nuclear bombs?
That's a good question. They claim to have them under very good control, under control of the military. But their military has been somewhat infiltrated by young militants, Islamic militants, too. Yes, when you've got a failing state with a nuclear bomb, no matter what people say, you have reason to worry.
Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf was already under fire for declaring a state of emergency. Now, some people are accusing his supporters of playing a role in Bhutto's assassination. Does the United States change the way it deals with him now?
If there were a way, there is no way to change. There are some people saying they should cut off aid to Musharraf that would hasten the way in which they were going down the drain. They are linked inseparably, Musharraf and President Bush, and they have to support each other because without each other, they have nowhere else to go.
You know, one place where we're hearing quite a bit about Pakistan is Iowa. The candidates are talking about it. It's part of the American presidential campaign as we near the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's one of these unpremeditated events which is going to have an effect from now and for the whole coming year, that every once in a while something is going to happen that nobody expected. And the question then is, how does it affect the election campaign? I think so far, the effect of Pakistan election campaign is probably to enhance the position of Hillary Clinton. She knew Mrs. Bhutto for 12 years. She understands the situation of Pakistan. Her first statement about it right after the assassination indicated that experience matters when it comes to a thing like Pakistan. So to that extent, I think it was probably was a plus for her.
Dan, I know you don't make predictions, but how does the presidential race look for you, to you at this point, the race for the presidential nomination, I should say?
Well, tight and ebbing and flowing. I won't mention all the names of the people, but you have the three front runners on the Republican Democratic side, two, maybe three front runners on the Republican side, and it keeps getting closer and closer as January 3rd approaches. And you're right that I don't like making predictions, because in this totally volatile state, where you have people saying, I haven't made my mind up yet, or I have made up my mind, but I could change it depending on what happens, is almost impossible to predict.
The issues also seem to shift every once in a while. A year ago, after the midterm election, it looked like the Iraq War would dominate the campaign.
That's true.
But it doesn't look that way quite so much now. What do you think has changed in the country and in the campaigns?
What's changed, first of all, is that the situation in Iraq with regard to casualties has improved, but at the same time, the economy began to falter. And since the economy has usually been a very major issue, it seemed natural for it to go back to the economy. But now with Pakistan, is it going to be again, who is better able to handle assassinations in Pakistan? Who knows? I think the number one issue for the electorate seems to shift every few weeks.
Senior news analyst Dan Shore, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Linda.